Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, providing perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. How does God lead a detective of the Honolulu Police Department to full-time pastoral ministry? This is the story of Pastor Ronaldo Pascua of Paradise Chapel Assembly of God. He begins in Hawaii and stretches to deployments in Kuwait and Afghanistan as Army Chaplain, plus service as Police Chaplain in Honolulu. What lessons has Pastor Ronaldo learned during the COVID pandemic that offer hope? We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you, dear friend, closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer is that you would come to know the Lord as your Savior and Lord, Jesus himself. For you to know the one who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. 2 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, right now, the living Christ reaches out to you. Will you open your heart to him? Would you receive him? Pastor Ronaldo Pascua has experienced the love of Jesus. And that's why I believe the Lord sent him to be with us today to speak about hope in times of great, great challenge, especially during this COVID pandemic. Ronaldo Pascua is the senior pastor of Paradise Chapel. He's married to Joy, a registered nurse. She works for U.S. Renal Care. As an endorsed chaplain with the Assemblies of God U.S. Missions, Pastor Ronaldo has a heart for both the defenders of our nation and protectors of our communities. He upholds these brave men and women in prayer, providing those who provide hope in Christ in their times of suffering. He does that for them. Pastor Ronaldo, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Pastor Danny. I'm honored to be here today.
Well, it's an honor to have you. Pastor, where did you grow up?
I grew up originally in Kalihi until the age of 4, and then in Waipahu through my, mid-20s.
Well, what was it like for you, your take on growing up in Kalihi and then Waipahu?
You know, I guess it's the stereotypical Filipino communities, you know. But for me, growing up in Waipahu, I was a very shy kid, very shy person. And there was no way I would even be in a radio station talking to you and people listening right now. So I've come a long way. But, you know, I remember growing up and, you know, not only being shy, but I was very small. I was very tiny. And so, you know, people would want to pick on me. And the thing about that was I didn't want to be picked on. So, you know, if people wanted to fight with me, I always fought them. You know, I would never win, but I wouldn't back down and I would always fight people. So, or fight these bullies. You know, the good thing about that was, you know, I would fight the what they call the bull of the class. And he would respect me, and we became friends, and then nobody would mess with me after that. But
you picked up on a social key taking on the bully and experiencing things. So when did you figure that out? That if you didn't back down, you fight the bully, and even in the case of you lose, there's a level of respect. How did you figure that out?
I guess it just happened from the first fight, and then everybody was my friend, so I just figured it out then, I guess.
Yeah. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
There's several people. The one who influenced me the most was my mother, Valentina Pasqua. And, she was the one who led me to the Lord. She was the one who brought the family to church, made sure we go to church, and just been an example for me from a child to even today as an adult. But I'm sorry.
Well, what kind of things did your mom say to you that you reflect back on or you remember that motivate you even today?
Well, she actually led me to the Lord. I was 9 years old, and we grew up in a very devout Catholic home. We would say the rosary every night and pray and go to confession on Saturdays and just do all those things. But she came to know the Lord in a personal way back in 1975 through a televangelist, through Rex Humbard Ministries. Mm-hmm. And so one night she just took me into her room and said, let me read you a story. And she told me the story of Jesus. And at the end, she said, you'd like to receive Jesus into your life. I can't remember the exact words, but, at that time I thought, oh, sounds good to me. I'm a sinner and I want God to forgive me of my sins. And so I made a decision at 9 years old to follow the Lord, to accept him as my Savior. But, as I grew up, that prayer became more meaningful. What I did had more meaning. The more I learned about Jesus and the more I experienced him in my life. One thing that besides leading me to the Lord, my mother was an example. I see her a lot, leaning at her bed. The bedroom door would be open. I'd stop by and she's kneeling at her bed with the Bible open and she's praying for the family, praying for everything.
That's an indelible impression.
Mm-hmm.
I sense that you can just see, you can see that.
Yes.
Your mom. It impacts me. Perhaps it impacts you, dear one. As you listen to Pastor Ronaldo, have you had someone that you know was a person of prayer? Is it a relative, a parent, maybe a friend? And you can picture it too. Mm-hmm. Pastor, how has your relationship with Jesus made a difference in your life?
Well, as I said, I accepted the Lord when I was a child. The other answer to the question of who influenced me the most growing up was my youth pastors. My first year, I grew up at First Assembly of God in Red Hill, but before that was on Lunalilo Street with Pastor Roy Sapp, was the senior pastor. And as I said, my mother would bring us to church and we would sit in the back row, with my dad and my brother and my two sisters, and we'd all fall asleep except for my mom. And I started getting involved in the youth group when I was 12 years old, 12, 13. And my youth pastor was Pastor Doug Gugudan. And just being so involved in the youth ministry, he really impacted my life. And so just growing up in the youth and learning and growing, what the Lord means to me is, someone who's small and shy, the Lord gives me boldness, knowing that the Lord is with me. And there's a theme verse, in fact, in my yearbook, in my Waipahu High School class of 83 yearbook, under my picture where I'm wearing a big bow tie and I had a big afro with braces. And underneath it says Matthew 6:33. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that's been my theme verse, and that's what the Lord has meant to me, that I put him first in my life.
You mentioned your mother, Valentina Pascua. Mm-hmm. You mentioned your youth pastor. I mean, these are precious moments for anyone that's part of the Assemblies of God mm-hmm. in the islands. Pastor Doug Gugudan. I think didn't Pastor Doug, wasn't he on the radio too?
He might have been one of the speakers. Yeah. I had another youth pastor too in my senior year, which had a great impact on my life, was Michael Pfister.
Okay.
I don't know if you know him, but he was on the radio.
Well, these are familiar names, Pastor, and what a heritage mm-hmm. you have. What a heritage you come from.
Yes.
You talk about Matthew 6:33. I think that's a real text where you call it your theme verse, sort of like a mm-hmm. like a life verse.
Yes.
For you. Mm-hmm. Why? In what way?
Yeah, I think it's always on my mind. It was that Matthew 6:33, and also, well, you know, it's seeking the Lord first, and just as the Lord becomes closer and more meaningful to me over the years because of experiences I've gone through, this verse has more meaning as time goes on and as I experience the Lord and situations where and I should not seek for things as the world seeks, but to seek the Lord first, to put him first. And a related verse to this for me is Proverbs 3:5-6 that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. So these life verses about trusting in the Lord has sustained me from a young person to young adult to now an older adult, and just throughout my life. It really is about trusting the Lord. It really is about depending on him and seeking him first.
You speak of these verses, and they are like anchors in mm-hmm. life. And I think that is something we convey.
Yes.
And that we want to convey. Dear friend, as you listen to Pastor Ronaldo Pascua, hey, it boils down to these very simple truths. One being that if you put God first, you give him first place in life, in your life, in your family. Perhaps it means something special to you today, in light of the confusion that we may find ourselves in a time of a pandemic, in a time of COVID, or even some would say a time of political chaos, social unrest. Put God first. Well, it's certainly a word Pastor Ronaldo has lived by. If all these things shall be added to you, it's as if we're being reminded that everything else will fall into place if we prioritize our lives correctly in the Lord. When we come back, more from Pastor Ronaldo Pascua, you can find out more about his ministry, Paradise Chapel Assemblies of God. You can find out more at paradisechapelag.org. paradisechapelag.org. He began ministry, pastoral ministry, in 1991 as a youth pastor at First Assembly of God on Red Hill. He'll share more about that and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So Pastor Ronaldo Pascua served as a youth minister at First Assembly of God on Red Hill. He also worked as a police officer with the Honolulu Police Department, HPD, reaching the rank of detective. But get this, in 2001, God called him to resign from HPD and serve in full-time ministry, pastoring First Assembly of God's first regional campus in Kahului. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, our guest today, Pastor Ronaldo Pascua from Paradise Chapel Assembly of God. You can find out more, again, about Paradise Chapel at paradisechapelag.org. And if you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the last part of our previous segment, you can get this podcast in its entirety as a gift to you. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor, how did the Lord lead you to HPD and to become a detective?
You know, it's interesting story. I guess maybe from watching all the cop shows growing up as a kid, you know, maybe being bullied myself and wanting to help those that are oppressed by criminals, you know. My mom said it was from watching too much Batman and Robin and Starsky and Hutch and all that,
yeah,
all those shows. But, you know, I think it was when I was 15 in one of career classes or career counseling type of class. We had to take an assessment of what we might be interested in doing. And so I took this assessment and it came out with three results. One was a movie theater manager. One was an interior decorator. And the third one was an FBI agent. And so I don't know how all that worked out, but I decided to go look at law enforcement, you know, study that, do a report on that. You know, one thing I did was I knew a detective at that time, a homicide detective, his name is Jeff Yamashita. And so my mom was friends with Barbara, his wife. And so she had asked if I would, I asked if he could come and I could interview him. So he came over to the house, and from then I was really interested in becoming a detective, becoming a police officer.
Well, Pastor Jeff and Barbara are pastors also, right?
Yes, and they're pastors as well.
What did you glean from that interview and to spur you on to actually take those steps?
You know, I thought he was going to discourage me because that's what my mom wanted him to do, was tell me that it's bad and you shouldn't go that direction. You know, you're going to sin. You're going into the world and you're going to fall. And surprisingly, he didn't tell me that. And he said he enjoyed doing it and he thinks it would be a good thing for me to do. So that kind of threw off my mom's plans. But, you know, it's interesting. He, you know, I asked him the question, you know, can you be a Christian and be a cop? You know, I guess with the reputation of, you know, corrupt police officers. And then he told me this, that, you know, to this day, I've never forgotten. And he says, I said, how do you handle that, being a Christian and being a cop? And he says, I'm a Christian first, then I'm a cop. And I thought, wow, okay. And what's interesting about that is when I talked to him about it, he doesn't ever remember saying that.
You now serve as a police chaplain, right?
Yes.
Because you've gone into full-time ministry. What happened in the transition? What caused you to go from police detective to pastoral ministry?
You know, I always had a heart for ministry. So, like, when I was a police officer and working with the youth, whenever I would have overtime or pay as an option, I would take comp time and save up my vacation and comp time so I can help out with the youth camps and youth activities and church activities. So I was really involved in church already. But, you know, there was one youth a youth camp, and at the last night where it's, you know, the spirit is moving and people, young people are making commitments to be sold out to the Lord and live all out for God. And, you know, I'm praying for these young people, laying hands on them and praying for God to touch them. And what happened was the Lord had touched me. And I felt the Lord's telling me that, again, that theme verse of seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. And so, you know, I was in a good place. I was a supervisor, you know, I was a detective. I reached my goal or dream since I was a teenager. And people thought I was crazy. You know, people who, because you don't automatically make sergeant. Sergeant and detective are the same rank. And there are people that retire from the department that never reach that rank. So I was in for just a few years. I got promoted. And people are looking at me like I'm crazy when I tell them I'm leaving to go serve the Lord. I'm going to go work for the church. But, you know, it's one of those things that you just know in your heart, you know, as you pray, the Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit. And I've learned there are ways to know the will of God. One is through prayer. And one is the Spirit speaks to your spirit. One is the Word of God. And then getting godly counsel, getting godly advice. So I did all those things to make sure I didn't just jump into something that I just felt emotionally moved at that moment. But the Lord really moved in my heart and confirmed it for me to leave my job, to leave my work, and to serve Him, serve the church.
And now you're pastoring at Paradise Chapel.
Yes.
And you, we talk about heritage. Coming after Dr. George Legato pastored Paradise Chapel for, what, 34 years?
Yes.
And he was also, when he retired, he was a Hawaii District Superintendent, right?
Yes.
Assemblies of God.
I think for maybe 10 or 14 years or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. So coming into that and into the ministry that you're in now. I love hearing you preach. There's a grace. There's a grace of pastoral warmth and nurture, but also I always smile, and you always get me chuckling on the inside and even bursting out when I listen to you. And you're preaching the word and touching people in the congregation, in the church. Now, during this time, in what ways have COVID presented new challenges in church life at Paradise Chapel?
I think, you know, very similar with all churches, I guess what the most churches are going through is the, with the, you know, the restrictions, not being able to meet in, as usual. You know, the challenges are, you know, people, I guess as we look at it, people who stopped coming to church because they were told not to come to church seem to still not come to church. You know, there's those that come, and I think there's that danger of being comfortable. You know, like, well, I can, you know, watch the service online anytime, and I think people can get lax or lazy because of that.
What lessons has the Lord taught you as a pastor during this season?
You know, one of the, there's several lessons, and one of them that he's taught me is to the importance of increasing communication with the, with my church members, and that, you know, because for however long it was already since, what was it, March or April, that things changed with church attendance, is people get disconnected, and it's so much more important to give them a phone call or to connect with them. So we've, you know, that's where we increased our, improved our online services, you know, making phone calls, sending out newsletters, weekly newsletters, you know, highlights of the sermon. We do a spotlight on a member or a couple in the church. And you know what? What's good about that newsletter is it's something they can touch. You know, instead of just watching online, you know, they can actually physically touch a letter, you know, open it up and have it in their hands. You know, we like that idea. Yeah, so communication is needs to be heightened and needs to be increased during this time to be connected to one another.
Well, this is definitely a time when things are being turned upside down. Thoughts are considered that perhaps weren't considered before. We are on heightened alert in terms of being, in some ways, being more open than we ever were before, out of desperation in the ministry. And perhaps your church, as you listen to Pastor Ronaldo, your church, your pastors, your leaders are going through a time of upheaval in one way or another. Again, being able to touch the newsletter, something that's for some might seem like a detail, but a powerful detail, I would say, in that regard, especially during these times. When we come back, we'll park it a little bit more here with Pastor Ronaldo Pascua, particularly how he's seen God's hand working in hopeful ways during the pandemic. I believe you're going to be encouraged by what he shares. And I think we, following his line of communication, need to testify more and more of how God's gracious hand, in ways big and small, have been working hopefully, in hopeful ways during the pandemic. You're listening to Pastor Ronaldo Pascua, from Paradise Chapel Assembly of God. You can find out more at paradisechapelag.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back with so much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So the Lord called Pastor Ronaldo Pascual to the pastoral ministry from the Honolulu Police Department. HPD detective, but he didn't just go right in and do it. He did, but it also came with earning a master's degree from the Hawaii Theological Seminary. He prepared himself. In essence, what he did was he sharpened the blade of as a tool to be used in the hands of the Lord. And on graduating, he was also commissioned as an Army chaplain with the Hawaii Army National Guard, and then he was deployed to Kuwait. But it didn't stop there. He remained on active duty orders for several years. In 2013, he deployed to Afghanistan. We have Pastor Ronaldo in studio with us today, sharing heart to heart with you, the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro with our guest, Pastor Ronaldo. Paradise Chapel, ag.org. That's how you can get in touch with him and find out more about Paradise Chapel, the church, and ministry. So, Pastor, let's talk about some gracious, hopeful ways that you've seen the hand of the Lord at work during this time.
Yeah, so obviously it's a very difficult time with the COVID and the restrictions, and even family members or friends of ours from the church that get affected by COVID. But, during this difficult time, I think God uses these situations to reveal himself or to show himself strong if he would trust in him. And, one thing that we've seen God's hand in the church and the ministry is where the people step up or the people rise up with a heart of compassion to those in need. And so I've seen God use the people to become a relevant church, to become a essential organization. You know how they would say only these businesses and things can be open because they're essential, and it made me really think, is I know the church is essential. You know, how are we being essential to the community? And, you know, we've done many things, like the food bank. We've kept it open. As long as the food bank would be open and allow us to distribute food, we've kept that open at our church. We've done for a couple months meal distribution when this first came out. So the senior ministry, they've done drive-by greetings, you know, visiting the different homes of the other seniors and showing their posters and waving and saying hi to them. You know, we've recently, for back to school, we've given Walmart gift cards to the children, to the families, help them buy school supplies, backpacks, and whatever they need, you know, even if they need clothes for school. But we're trying to meet the needs. And, you know, you can see the smile on people's faces, and you can see that the Lord, through the church, is gives them hope. You know, gives them joy in their lives. And I see the hand of God moving in just allowing the church to be the church, you know, to be using their, you know, the passion that they have and their abilities and their spiritual gifts and experiences and all these things to be the doing their part in the body of Christ, reach out to those that need hope.
Earlier, I mentioned about your work as a police chaplain. Mm-hmm. How has COVID impacted society as seen through your lens as a police chaplain?
You know, I think even as a police chaplain and seeing police officers, you know, police officers, soldiers, you know, they're no different than anyone else.
Guard chaplain.
Yes, also Army National Guard chaplain. So even as a chaplain with the Army National Guard and the police, from that lens, you know, the police officers, you know, they go through the same thing, the same challenges that everyone else goes through. You know, they're supposed to be stronger, tougher, you know, handle abuse, you know, from the public, those that abuse them. And but they're just like everyone else, you know, and they have their concerns. But you know, what I appreciate about the police officers and our public servants is they knew when they raised their right hand and they swore to uphold the law and protect the life and property, is that you know, they're out there with the risk. But they're there as those that would help the people and the community.
What advice might you share, Pastor, with someone who feels lonely, and maybe even slipping into depression, maybe in dark depression right now as a result of the pandemic? Any words you feel the Lord may have you share to that person?
Well, if you're going through a real dark time, you know that the Lord is there. The way you're going to make it through, you know, is to trust in Him. You know, and I, you know, I say that where some may think, oh yeah, you know, I just pray and, you know, God will be there. But yes, God will be there. You know, God is a creator. And He is above COVID. You know, if whatever the situation you're going through right now, I mean, if you're in that real deep, dark place, you can't make it on your own. You know, don't be afraid to ask for help. You need someone there, and especially those that are trained to help in this area. You need that. You need that help. But I believe that the Lord is calling out to you and saying, come to Me. He says, come to Me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And as we come and take the Lord's yoke upon us, we are connected with Him. We are yoked with Him. And, you know, that's an illustration of in the Bible times, the two ox or oxen working together side by side, you know, where one, where the more seasoned, experienced ox will turn right, you know, the younger one will have to turn right because they're connected to the yoke. If they go forward, the other one has to go forward. If that older one stops, then the younger one stops. And, you know, Jesus is saying, I am with you. You know, I think of the three Hebrew children in the Bible, you know, where they were thrown into the fire, the fiery furnace, and the king looked in there and says, didn't we throw three? And I see four, you know, and some translation says, and the fourth one is the Son of God. You know, and what I've learned over time through life is that, you know, Jesus is not going to push you into the fire. You know, he's not even going to be waiting for you outside of the fire, but he's going to be with you through the fire, through this difficult time you're going through. And, you know, I think of this verse from James. The Apostle James says, count it all joy when you experience various trials, or you experience trials of many kinds. You know, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. And, you know, God brings us through this, and, you know, takes us through the refiner's fire for whatever trial that is, it's been caused. But know that God is with you, and God is going to be with you. And, you know, you may be going through the fire, but that's because, you know, God sees something in you. You know, when you go through this, you have to really make a choice to trust in the Lord, to put your hope and trust in him. You know, there are times in my life when, you know, I didn't think, you know, people just say, well, just pray and read your Bible. You know, I was like, well, that's not going to help any more help than that. But, you know, if you really think about it and you really choose to trust in the Lord, if he's your foundation, if your house is built upon that solid rock, when the waves of life come and that may cause hurt and may cause hopelessness, you need to trust in the Lord. And what I've discovered too is that this trusting in the Lord, you can only really understand trusting in the Lord when you need to trust in the Lord. You know, when things are going right and when things are going good, I don't really need to trust in the Lord. But, you know, when I'm put through times of crisis and difficulties, times where it seems hopeless, that's when I remember this verse that God's really spoke to me. He says, look to the hills from where your help comes from. You know, where does your help come from? He says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And the creator of the universe created you, and he knows the situation, and you're going to get through it. You know, when we go through a difficult time, again, what I've learned is, you know, there's at least two things that can help me get through this season. You know, whether it's COVID, whether it's, you know, a loss that may make me feel hopeless, is that we're going to get through it. You know, it won't last forever. And if we know that, that gives us strength to move forward.
Heartfelt, Pastor. Words of encouragement. I think we definitely need to take a time to pray. So, Pastor Ronaldo, when we come back from our time this next break, let's spend some time praying for our listener. As you have spoken with such eloquence, weaving the scriptures in such a poignant way, to the point of need, the point of desperate need. Words of encouragement. More from Pastor Ronaldo Pascua, a time of prayer, and a time of sharing, maybe a little on a personal note. You might not know this, but he loves riding his motorcycle. And we'll find out what kind of bike he rides, where he rides. I don't know, maybe he's got more time to ride during this time of the pandemic. That and other things. But prayer for sure when we come back. Prayer for you, dear friend, right now at your point of need. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Since he was a teen, his verse was Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I'm speaking of none other than Pastor Ronaldo Pascual, and that verse has been an anchor verse for him. And before our break, he shared so eloquently words of encouragement that will lift up your hearts, lift you up during a time of great challenge or a time when you feel very low. But I want to ask him to pray for you during this time. Pastor Ronaldo Pascual, Paradise Chapel Assembly of God. You can find out more about him and the great work of the church at paradisechapelag.org. Pastor,
yes.
Would you lead us in a prayer,
sure.
Our dear one listening, a prayer for them.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I just pray right now that, Lord, even through this broadcast, through this program, Lord, you are God, you are sovereign, and Lord, we realize that as we look at events in life, Lord, we are not in control of what happens, and things may take us by surprise, but Lord, you are not surprised. But you knew us even before we were born. And I pray for this person that is sensing your spirit and you touching them right now.
Yes.
Lord, continue to touch their spirit, to renew them. Lord, as I pray, Lord, you knew them before they were born. Lord, and you have a plan for them. Lord, they may not know what it is. They may feel hopeless and feel like there's no future for them. But the Bible says that you said, I know the plans I have for you. You may not know them, but I know them. And I have plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. And so, Lord, I pray right now for this person that, Lord, they wouldn't be not looking at their present circumstances, but, Lord, they'll be looking to the future. Lord, I pray that they will know that God is good, that you are good all the time. Lord, that you desire the best for them. Lord, whatever that best may be, it may not be how we're thinking in a worldly way, but Lord, you love them and you care for them. So I pray right now that your spirit of peace, your spirit of hope would touch their hearts. Lord, we look to you. Lord, you said in the scripture to count it all joy when we experience different trials, because the trying of our faith develops patience, and patience, perseverance, and perseverance, hope. And so, Lord, I pray you'll develop hope in us, that we would trust in you no matter what would happen, because you are good. So let us seek you first. Let us trust in you with all our hearts and not lean on our human reasoning and our own understanding. But right now, Lord, we acknowledge you, Lord, that you are great, you are God, and you will direct our paths and lead us through this situation. Lead us through this fire. Lead us through this pandemic and whatever negative thing that we are going through, whatever hurtful thing, but you are with us. So I thank you, Lord, for touching these right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor Ronaldo, thank you for your heart, the pastor's heart. There's certain people that if I were in the hospital, or if I were in a lonely or dark place, I would want them to come, and I would welcome them in my low moment. And you would be one of those, Pastor.
I appreciate that.
It's just the grace that the Lord has given you, and you have shared that with our precious listener today, who is either verbalizing it or crying out in their own heart for especially during this time. So many changes, so much uncertainty, but there is a calmness, there is a peace, there's an anchor in your voice and your spirit that's built on the rock of Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Ronaldo, I did mention this before our break, but you like riding the motorcycle.
Yes.
So when did you start riding? What kind of bike do you ride? And where do you ride?
Well, here's just the interesting thing, you know, is when I turned 40 years old, you know, my wife says you're going through a midlife crisis. But when I turned 40, I was actually 39 is when I joined the military and got a motorcycle. And so... So that was about 15 years ago, 15, 16 years ago. I've been riding. I have a Harley Softail Deluxe. But so I just ride. Sometimes I ride by myself or with some friends, not really in big groups, you know, just to relax.
What does it feel like? Not everyone has experienced this, but you're part of a community or a subculture, as it were, of riders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the feeling?
First feeling is scary. You know, when I first learned how to ride, I'm like, I had friends that own bikes and they love riding. They, even those in ministry, they say it helps them stop thinking about work or stuff like that, and helps them to relax. And I thought, you know, this doesn't work for me because I'm just hanging on for my life. I feel like I'm going to crash and die. But, you know, as time goes on, it's just a good feeling of just, I guess, having that power under you. And, you know, like to say that freedom you know, the open road. But, you know, riding a bicycle is good too.
So what parts of the island do you like in particular?
Well, I just moved to Waianae, but, you know, I'd like when before I lived in Waianae, I lived in Ewa Beach. So I'd like to just go all the way down to down the Waianae coast. So it's interesting now that I live there and pass through there. So, yeah. But it's been kind of busy and, you know, haven't been on my bike for a while. So hopefully after all this, I can get back together with friends.
Well, Pastor Ronaldo, you have not only ridden your motorcycle, but you've traveled to the two different parts of the world. You know, whenever Veterans Day draws near, it's one of those things where I think about our servicemen and women. Mm-hmm. As a parting shot, could you give a word of appreciation and encouragement to all our servicemen and women and their families?
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you, all the veterans, those currently serving, those served in the past, and especially those that are currently deployed. You know, you don't hear much about it, but we still have men and women in uniform that are in dangerous places, even today. And so I want to give a shout-out to you. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. You know, not just you, but your family members, your spouse, your children, the whole family is affected by it. But thank you for your love for God and your love for country, and for your selfless service and sacrifice. The Lord bless you. Thank you.
Heartfelt and touching words from Pastor Ronaldo Pasqua. Pastor, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it, and again, I'm very honored to be here in the program, Pastor Danny.
ParadiseChapelAG.org. My friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, and put a video presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. And I thank you in advance. Philippians 2 verse 4, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you, Pastor Ronaldo Pasqua, ParadiseChapelAG.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, and co-host Lani Ka'a, I'm Danny Amashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Amashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave